Can Qualcomm maintain its lead in Windows PCs? Mark Vina, Qualcomm CEO Cristiano Amon, by all indications, Qualcomm is making its most aggressive and promising play yet to secure leadership in the Windows PC ecosystem, an ecosystem has long pursued but only recently disrupted with conviction. The launch of its Snapdragon X Elite and X Plus platforms has reset performance expectations in Windows laptops and positioned Qualcomm as the early leader in what may be the most transformational PC shift in decades, the arrival of true AI PCs. This Smart Tech Research article analyzes Qualcomm's positioning in Windows, Microsoft's crucial role in closing the ARM compatibility gap, Intel's counter-strategy with Lunar Lake, and why embedded AI capabilities may decide the long-term winner. Qualcomm's window of opportunity. Qualcomm's Computex 2025 keynote made one thing clear. The company believes the Snapdragon X Elite is not just a high-performance chip, but a catalyst for redefining what a PC can do. CEO Cristiano Amon touted that performance leadership has been restored to the Windows ecosystem and that the AI PC era is no longer prediction, it's here. Hard numbers back Snapdragon's initial momentum. Over 85 designs launched or in development, 100-plus designs expected to hit the market. Next year, 750-plus native applications now run on Snapdragon X Series. 93% of user time is spent in native apps, 50-plus AI-accelerated features. Built-in Windows laptops built on Snapdragon now boast multi-day battery life, fast local AI processing, and growing support from top OEMs like HP, Lenovo, Asus, and Samsung. But Qualcomm's moment is more than a hardware upgrade. It's a full-stack transformation. With its MPU designed to handle low-power AI inference, Snapdragon X Elite allows advanced on-device AI experiences. The Snapdragon X series enables tasks previously reserved for cloud, from agentic AI models like Context to Adobe Premiere Pro's new AI tagging and scene detection. Microsoft's role, sealing the compatibility gap, one of the most significant historical barriers to ARM-based Windows PCs, has been legacy app compatibility. Users and IT departments hesitated to adopt ARM-powered devices for years due to limited native support and unreliable emulation. That barrier has now largely collapsed. According to Amon, 93% of user time is spent within native apps, and emulated apps perform well. Microsoft has tripled the number of Snapdragon native apps in just 1 year. Microsoft's latest Copilot Plus PCs, including new Surface devices, run on Snapdragon chips and feature on-device AI models like SLM5, now optimized for Snapdragon's MPU. With Microsoft clearly committed to ARM and actively deploying Snapdragon devices in enterprise environments, the long-standing compatibility question is rapidly becoming obsolete. The partnership is not superficial. It's strategic. AI, the new OS and differentiator, what separates Snapdragon X Elite from legacy x86 chips, isn't just speed or power efficiency. It's AI. Qualcomm is betting big on agentic AI. The notion that AI becomes a user interface, the productivity assistant, and the OS layer itself. In Qualcomm's vision, AI isn't a feature. It's the fabric of future computing. Examples include Context, an on-device agentic AI model that tailors responses to your work, data, and style. Adobe's Premiere Pro running accelerated AI edits natively. HP's new OmniBook 5 and Asus ZenBook A14 deliver AI-first experiences with long battery life. And with tools like Qualcomm's AI Stack and AI Hub, developers can deploy, customize, and optimize models across devices and OSes, accelerating the flywheel of AI-native experiences. Importantly, on-device AI means privacy, performance, and responsiveness, advantages that cloud-only models struggle to match. Qualcomm is extending the smartphone playbook to PCs, where agent-based workflows can transform roles from product managers to sales reps. Intel fights back with Lunar Lake. Intel isn't standing still. The upcoming Lunar Lake architecture aims to rival Snapdragon X Elite with a redesigned SoC and onboard MPU delivering over 40 TOPS of AI performance, comparable to Qualcomm's claims. Intel is also pushing hard into Copilot Plus PCs and tapping its massive x86 developer base. However, Intel still grapples with a legacy of x86 power consumption and thermal challenges, especially in fanless form factors. Qualcomm's edge is more than performance, efficiency, mobility, and battery life. Amon's keynote underscored that devices like the Asus ZenBook A14 offer up to 32 hours on a single charge without performance loss, something Lunar Lake struggles to replicate. Yet it's important to note that Intel retains strong enterprise loyalty, existing market share, and long-standing OEM relationships. It can blunt Qualcomm's trajectory if it can match Snapdragon performance per watt and roll out competitive devices quickly. Is Qualcomm's lead defensible? Yes, for now. But Qualcomm must execute with discipline. Strengths: clear NPU performance leadership, strong OEM partnerships across price tiers, full-stack AI support, native app momentum, and Microsoft alignment. Performance plus battery life equals table stakes risks. Intel's counteroffensive could gain traction by late 2025. NVIDIA and AMD may enter the high performance AI-centered PC chips. Developer inertia may favor x86 until AI PC use case a scale differentiator. What Qualcomm brings that others don't is a mobile DNA. Tight silicon software integration, high efficiency, and a deep understanding of consumer workflows. The company is not simply building chips. It's designing platforms optimized for an AI-first future. As Cristiano Amon put it, AI is becoming the new UI. Eventually, AI will become the OS for productivity. This is Qualcomm's vision. If realized, the company will not just compete with Intel and AMD. It will shape the definition of PC. The bottom line, Smart Tech Research believes that Qualcomm is in its strongest position to lead the Windows PC ecosystem, where AI becomes a central pillar of productivity, design, and differentiation. Suppose Microsoft continues to champion ARM and the developer ecosystem embraces the Snapdragon AI stack. In that case, Qualcomm may do for Windows PCs what it did for Android smartphones: become the essential silicon partner for the age of intelligence. The battle is far from over, but the rules have changed. And for now, Qualcomm is riding them. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check Podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.